skimming across the surface of an inky gray ocean towards a single rock in front of a vivid sunset. The words Mar Vista Entertainment appear in shining gold letters. The view focuses on a pair of workman's boots walking across a room. Picking up a tool belt, an unseen man secures two screws into a wall. Titles appear: Fatal Flip. Dominique Swain, Mike Fiola, Michael Steger, and Titania Ali. The workman secures strips of meshing around a cutout in a plasterboard wall and spreads white putty over the join. A knife scores a roll of yellow wallpaper with blue flowers, and the workman covers the entire wall with it, papering over the cutout section. Wearing a plaid shirt and jeans, the tall workman smooths the wallpaper out with his large hands. The bearded workman steps back and admires his handiwork. He makes a phone call.
Hi, baby. My work here is done. The house, it wasn't the right fit.
I'll keep looking. I know that the perfect house is out there. I think I'm gonna go up north next. I miss you.
He smooths over the join and wallpaper with a towel.
That's too bad.
Stepping away from the wall, he drops the towel and it lands next to a blood-soaked towel and a bucket of bloody water. A car travels along a winding country road passing through a lush green forest. The forest opens up into a large lake. The car passes country barns and ranches and autumnal-colored trees. An inscription on a monument reads the town 1867.
Jeff, are you sure we're ready for this?
Alex, you're the one who wanted to take a risk. Change things up. That's exactly what we're doing.
Maybe I'm getting cold feet.
Well, it's a little too late for that.
You're right. This is just what we need. I'm not sure I packed everything.
Would you stop worrying? We have everything we need.
There it is.
The car pulls up outside a white clapboard house with broken shutters.
Looks like it's in great shape.
Come on. Love the house.
A couple in their 30s exit the car.
Bright and early, like always.
We're doomed. Well, well.
I think it looks beautiful.
There they are.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Alex.
Hey, Beth.
Jeff.
So good to see you.
Oh, it's all yours. An antique colonial at this price. It's a real find.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks to
the
you.
Keys. Got your paperwork?
Beth passes over a thick contract.
Oh, look at that thing.
You're nervous. It's your first fix and flip. You should be nervous.
Oh, we got the basics. Fix it, stage it, sell it, right?
Oh, selling is the easy part, especially if you let me list it. First, you have to renovate the house enough to pass FHA inspection. And you two are sure you want to do all the work yourselves?
Sweat equity. That's the way to go.
Your wife is very confident, Mr. Taylor.
Oh, well, yeah, she's not my...
No, we're not married.
Not yet.
Oh, I just assumed. I mean, after all, you bought the property together. Anyway, inspections are a challenge, and you're on a deadline, right?
About 45 days.
From today?
Oh, we'll be fine. No, the exterior looks good. Just a few touch-ups here and there. You know, maybe some light woodwork. Take a look at the electrical.
You remember the roof leaks?
Yep.
And there's a crack in the foundation.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Thanks, Beth.
Okay. I've included a welcome packet. Papa's Hardware is just down the street. A lot of local guys hang out there. Most of them know their way around a remodel.
Well, it's our house, our remodel. I think we got this.
Okay. I'll be back in a week to take some pictures. It's never too early to start looking for a buyer. You never know, you might fall in love with a place. Fix it up, never want to leave.
Peering inside, the couple takes in the dilapidated house.
This is all ours.
Yeah, we did it.
Alex inspects some green wallpaper.
I love this vintage wallpaper.
Yeah. Can't believe this place was built in the 1870s.
This is big. What we're doing, this is really big.
I know.
And your plan is kind of nuts.
Oh, no.
It could all backfire, and we could lose everything.
Hey, but we've talked about doing this for a long time, right?
You're pretty handy. And I've always been wanting to get into design. God.
People are making $1 million, you know, flipping homes.
This could be great. This could be really great.
Yeah. Told you.
At night, sitting on cushions on the floor, the couple clink beer bottles.
You seem eerily calm.
I feel eerily calm. So tell me about 45 days.
Okay, check this out. We maxed out our credit cards for the next 45 days. And by the time the bills are due, we've sold the house. We pay them off and enjoy the profits.
So there will be profits.
Yes, as long as we make the 45 days. If we have to pay interest on the debt, that's when we'll be in trouble.
So it's not an ideal plan.
No, but the timing's right. Hey, we could stay at the firm, work our boring jobs until retirement, or we could take a chance and do this.
This is a great house.
Yeah. So I convinced you, huh? My daring, brilliant 45-day plan? Huh?
Well, I don't know. Can we get the money back?
Nope.
Then I can.
Jeez.
Grabbing Alex, Jeff lays her down seductively.
I might still need a little convincing.
What's your plan?
No. It's our plan.
The following day, blonde-haired Alex crosses the hallway and ascends the staircase. Smiling, she slides her hand tenderly up the wooden handrail, using her fingers to explore the imperfections and ridges of the wood. Entering a bathroom, her eyes scan about. There's a sink lying on the floor beside a dusty freestanding bath. In another room, she removes a dust sheet. She discovers a large mahogany headboard. She inspects the sink. In a bedroom, Alex removes a curtain and inspects a wall. In the bathroom, Alex sits on the edge of the bathtub holding a large notepad.
Water damage.
The bath's faucet falls away in her hand and she makes a note. She looks up at the leaky ceiling. Later, Alex and Jeff visit Papa's hardware store.
I don't even know where to start.
Kitchen, definitely the kitchen, specifically the stove. Oh, I need drip pans and an igniter.
Okay. Well, if you're gonna start in the kitchen, then maybe I'll start upstairs. I have big plans for the master bedroom. I wonder what kind of tile they have.
Oh, that reminds me, staircase is a bit rickety, so we might have to replace the entire thing and start from scratch.
Jeff.
What?
That's the original banister. That's custom woodwork. We can't just rip it out.
Well, you know what? I think we might have to. I'm sorry to say.
Jeff, we don't want to be the kind of flippers who don't care about the integrity of the house. We improve and refurbish. Maybe we could use some help.
Will you just trust me?
Let's get out of here.
The stony-faced workman watches them leave. Turning away, he licks his lips. Back at the house, Alex explores an upper room. Removing a dust sheet, she exposes a wooden sewing machine table. Glancing out of the window, she studies the garden's lawn with a large tree at the center. She glimpses movement behind the tree and frowns, peering forward. Seeing nothing, she straightens up. In the front garden, Jeff digs small holes following a line of yellow tape.
Don't you think we should have called someone before we just started digging?
Oh, definitely not. Make us fill out a bunch of paperwork and make us wait 3 weeks. We don't have time for all that red tape.
As opposed to yellow tape.
We're gonna find this gas main, and close to that, the water main. How does a nice hot bath sound?
Heavenly.
Right? Now get to work. Damn it.
Jeff looks under the kitchen sink.
Attention, one more. We can now officially brush our teeth. What?
These are lead pipes. I checked the pipes in the bathroom. They're PVC. They need new fittings. I can do new fittings, but... But these are lead. They need to be completely replaced. They're dangerous.
The pipes are poisonous.
Maybe we were naive in thinking we could do all the repairs ourselves.
Yeah, you think?
We need an expert, a plumber maybe. I can go to the hardware store.
No, don't you worry about it. I'll do that myself.
Oh. We're in over our heads.
Yeah, just a little.
At the hardware store, Jeff inspects a white and a blue piece of plastic tubing. The workman strolls up to Jeff.
Yeah, I'd go PEX over PVC. Unless, of course, you got the money for copper.
Well, yeah, I definitely don't have the money for copper. Yeah, I like PVC. Worked with it before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You working any jobs around here?
Yeah, just a little remodel down the road.
Oh, are you fixing and flipping it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a headache right now, but...
Oh, congrats.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Appreciate it. You went to Michigan.
No, no, I wish. My ex-girlfriend went there.
Are you kidding me? No, I went to UM. That's where I met my girl.
Go Blue.
Yeah, small world. Yeah. Hey, I'm Jeff.
Nate Grant.
Yeah, pleasure.
Yeah, nice meeting you.
Yeah. Yeah, ran into a bit of a setback today. Kitchen pipes are lead.
Lead?
Yeah.
That's hard to believe. You sure?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it could be galvanized. Sometimes corroded galvanized looks like lead.
Corroded galvanized sometimes looks like lead. Why don't I know this?
I could come by and take a look if you want.
At the house, Nate and Jeff scrape away at some of the pipe's corrosion.
Yep, see that? Galvanized, zinc-coated steel.
Congrats, no lead here.
Oh, thanks, Nate.
Woo! Anytime, bro.
That's a relief. So, you do a lot of plumbing?
Yeah, plumbing, electrical, roofing, foundation repair.
Even did a little mold removal for a while.
Oh, nice.
You working on a deadline?
Yeah, only the impossible. 45 days.
Yeah, I see that all the time. People buy a place without realizing how much work it can actually be.
Overwhelming, huh?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm new to town. I'm still looking for work and a place to stay. I can lend you a hand if you like.
Oh, hey, that would be ideal, but we really can't afford it right now, you know?
I get it. I've done jobs like this before. I know there's no money in it until the place sells.
Hey, if you help us with the 45 days, you're more than welcome to stay here. We have an apartment above the barn. When the house flips, I can give you a little something.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. That's a deal.
Sold?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I think I'm dreaming. Hey, I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Let me walk you out.
Sure.
I mean, I just wish that you would have asked me first, you know?
Nate, he's seriously totally qualified to do this. And here, sit down.
Okay.
He's totally qualified, and he'll make sure we make our deadline. We can't flip this house without him.
Alex gazes at Jeff intently.
Fine. Does he have to stay here?
Well, he's working for free. I mean, the least we can do is offer him room and board.
Okay.
Okay?
When's your little playmate get here?
Hi.
Hi.
Nate has piercing blue eyes.
I'm Alex Saunders.
I'm Nate Grant.
Wow, you're not exactly what I expected.
And likewise.
Well, it's a pretty big job. Think you can handle it?
Yeah, I've worked on a lot of old places like this. I really enjoy it. Well, it looks like you've even got the original banisters here, huh?
Come in.
In the modern age of football? Yost,
the modern age,
rules.
I don't think so.
Can
Iron
we
Man
please talk about
players.
Anything else?
I don't know anything.
Hey.
Are you thirsty?
I bet I am. Thanks, babe.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nate. There's more water in the kitchen.
Jeff fools around holding a nail gun.
You look tough. You look sexy.
Yeah, you have my 44 Magnum.
I do.
Jeff leans Alex back into a kiss. Nate walks in.
Hey.
Hey.
Later, Alex takes a window measurement. Nate fixes his eyes on Alex, and she catches him staring at her. He holds his gaze until Jeff passes him a shutter. Unsettled, Alex licks her lips. At the hardware store, Jeff to Nate.
I appreciate everything you're doing, man.
Yeah, no sweat. This stuff is fun for me, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, you're saving us.
You're a natural. You guys got this.
I have no choice. Well, how long has it been? How long have you been doing this kind of work?
Yeah, pretty much since I was a kid.
Yeah?
Oh.
Did you ever do any fixing flipping on your own?
Yeah, I dabbled in it. It's hard work. All right, let's hit the roofing aisle.
Okay, got knee pads, pry bar, sandpaper.
A customer pilfers an item. Back at the house, a well-dressed woman holding 3 takeaway coffees enters the house. Wide-eyed, she scans the interior of the house.
Hello? Oh, oh my God.
Nate appears.
So I didn't find your tape measure again, but I did. This place is really coming along.
Yeah, I know.
Where's Jeff?
He's on the roof. We have to replace the whole thing almost.
Mm. Oh, this is Nate. This is my friend Roslyn. Hi. She's helping us stage the house.
Why don't you take one? I bought it for Jeff, but...
Oh, bet Jeff's not here.
Right.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I better get back to work. The circuit panel's a real mess. Be in the basement if you need me, and thank you for the coffee break.
Anytime.
Rosalind shoots a sideways look at handsome Nate.
No. It's a sample.
It's ugly.
Look,
I'm sorry.
I used all my contacts. I am calling in all of my favors. And when I'm finished with this place, it's going to sell in a heartbeat. So, tell me about the hot handyman.
Oh, my God. Can you believe that guy? And also, he absolutely buttoning his shirts.
Oh.
No, but seriously, he is a godsend. I mean, he does everything. Carpentry, electric, plumbing, roofing. I don't know what we would do without him.
We? Oh, good, 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 good. You do remember you have a boyfriend.
You know I love Jeff. But I mean, it doesn't mean that I can't enjoy the view every now and then.
Especially if the view looks like Nate. Oof. Suddenly, the reason you and Jeff have yet to be engaged is becoming clear.
Guys like Nate are not the problem.
Then what is?
I'm just not sure that I'm ready for that planned out, safe little life.
So, you quit your job for a stint as a roving house flipper, and you drag Jeff along for the ride.
It was his idea.
He's jumping through your hoops. You know it.
Girl, this is his grand romantic gesture.
He's trying to prove he's the one. Well, that settles it. I will date hard hat tight jeans out there. I mean, you're taken. One of us has to give him a try. Look, I have to go. Call me in a few days. I'm gonna bring by some samples.
Okie doke. I love you.
Thank you so much for everything.
Tell Jeff I said hi.
Okay, I will.
Alex downs her coffee cup. Looping some wire, Nate stands in the hallway watching her. She catches him staring and holds his gaze for a moment before broody Nate walks off. Later, carrying a laundry basket, Alex descends into the dingy basement. With his back to her, Nate repairs some wiring.
You were listening to us, me and Roz.
You hand me that screwdriver?
She places the basket on top of the washing machine and looks through a toolbox. Grabbing a screwdriver, she leans close to Nate and assists him.
Just screw it in.
Okay.
Nate sneaks a sideways look at Alex.
Like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Nice and tight?
Nice and tight.
All right.
Good job. Okay.
So why were you listening to us?
Curiosity. Okay. Take the grounded wire. Right there. There.
Alex hides a wry smile.
So you bought this place because you don't want to lead a safe, planned out life? Is that right?
Yet. Not yet.
Got it. Well, maybe I had no business listening, but I heard my name. Okay. Now, put that right in there. Be careful.
Okay. Wait. Okay, here we go, here we go. That feels right.
All right, now flip that switch.
Okay, this.
Yeah.
Is it safe?
Yeah, trust me.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh, you did it!
Nate, where are you guys?
Oh, Nate fixed the circuit breaker! We have lights!
Alex runs upstairs. And Nate makes an adjustment to the circuit breaker. At the back of the property is a garage. Holding a camera, Beth knocks on the front door of the house.
It's your favorite realtor! Jeff? Alex? I just want to take some pictures for the listing. Hello?
Beth takes a photo before heading to the garage, where Nate's using a circular saw.
Hello? Hello? Mr. Taylor? Jeff? Jeff! Jeff! Oh. Hello.
Hi.
He avoids the camera.
I see Alex and Jeff took my advice. You must be the new handyman.
Yeah, that's me.
You know, I want to get your info and put your name in the listing as well. You know, when people buy one of these fixer-uppers, they want to know who did the fixing.
Yeah, that won't be necessary.
You're under a crazy deadline. Are you sure you can get this all done? You know, I might be able to get you some work in the neighborhood. I have a few friends who I'd love to pass your info to. What'd you say your name was?
I didn't.
Later, Nate washes his hands and looks at his reflection. Scrubbing carefully, he removes blood from the palms of his hands. Grabbing some paper towels, he wipes down the taps and basin. Jeff and Alex return home.
$7,
oh my God.
How is that lady gonna make any money?
If it was marked $50, you would pay $50. When in doubt, haggle.
Next time, ask me. I'm an excellent haggler.
Yeah, I'm not a haggler. It makes me uncomfortable.
Well, try me.
I didn't know that about you.
Hey, can I help?
No, thank you.
Hey, how's the backyard looking?
It's good. All done.
Nate and Alex lock eyes. Nate drops his gaze as Jeff turns to him.
Yeah? Yep.
Late at night, in the apartment above the garage, Nate lies in bed and makes a phone call.
Hey, baby. Just checking in. I found the perfect house. Thought you'd really like it. It's just a bigger job than I expected.
Nate hits Beth with a saw.
I think this place has great potential. There's still a lot more work to be done. I miss you.
Beth's bloody hand camera fall to the floor. The next day, the view focuses on a corroded column and Nate and Jeff drink beers by the garage.
I drank 17 of these once and threw up on my neighbor's dog.
Oh, wow. I'm on number two. Eventually, I'll get there.
Hey, Jeff? Oh, hey, Nate. I'm going to the store. I'll be right back.
All right. See you soon.
So what's up with you two? You're not married?
Not exactly. Oh, we've been together since college. You know, we occasionally refer to each other as fiancé.
She didn't wear a ring.
Yeah, she never wanted one.
Huh. All right. Ugh. Let's get to work.
Yep, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alex, she's not like everyone else. I mean, she's not like anyone I've ever met. There's no rushing her.
She kind of reminds me of my ex, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What happened?
They're a lot like you two. Well, I would fix her upper and started talking about having a family. The economy tanked and
yeah.
I was having trouble finding work, fell behind on payments. Whole deal. Lost the house, her.
Oh, wow.
All my hard work and still couldn't save us.
Yeah, I mean, I totally get it. Bit of a rough patch, too. It's kind of why we did this. You know, wrapped up in our careers, growing distant. Yeah, we almost ended it. I think after one screaming match, we did end it.
Huh. So what is this, some kind of couples therapy? Work on the house, work through your problem?
Maybe.
Yeah, how's it going?
I don't know. Ask me in a couple weeks. You know, you make this deadline, you know, make a payday. I mean, I don't know. Suddenly, it feels like a second chance.
All right. Get started on the roof, huh?
Yeah. Get these shingles. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Carting the pack of shingles over his shoulder, Jeff walks off. Nate grabs some cutters and breaks off the safety catch on a ladder. Nate carries the ladder to Jeff. An ambulance zooms down a street. Rosalind joins Alex in a hospital waiting room.
Alex?
Oh my God.
What happened?
Jeff fell off the roof.
What?
He's getting an MRI. It could mean internal damage.
No, or it could mean that the doctors are just being careful, right? They're just checking everything out. Come on, let's see.
I don't understand. The ladder broke. I feel like I should have been there.
This is not your fault. Okay? This isn't anyone's fault. Ladders break.
I just don't know what we're gonna do now. I mean, how are we gonna pay for this? All of our money is tied up in the house. And we're running out of time.
No, don't think like that. It's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Alex hugs Rosalind tightly.
Think about how Jeff's gonna look in that assless gown. It's gonna be okay.
At home, Alex fluffs up a pillow, and she places it behind Jeff's shoulders.
Thank you.
I got you.
Thank you. No.
I feel fine now. It's just a broken ankle. Get off my feet for a couple of days and I'll be back to work.
I wish I could have been here. I could have... Something. I still can't believe that ladder just broke.
Yeah, me neither. I was climbing and then I was falling. It must have been like a weak hinge or something.
Thank God Nate was there.
Oh yeah, right. He did a
bang-up job holding up the ladder while I plunge to the ground.
Jeff, I don't know if I can handle all of this responsibility on my own.
We'll be fine. When you flip a house, I mean, half the job is done by someone sitting in a chair with a leg propped up. That's me.
Do you think that Nate can handle the overtime?
My leg is throbbing.
I'm sorry. I'll go pick up your prescription.
Thank you. Just beat.
Just try and get some sleep, okay?
She kisses him tenderly on the forehead and leaves by the door to the left of the bed. Lying on top of the bed covers, Jeff closes his eyes. The view pans from the door to Jeff's bedside, where Nate's peering down at him. Nate remains perfectly still, his gaze fixed on Jeff's sleeping form. Jeff wakes with a start. Propping himself up on an elbow, he glances around the empty room. He lies back down. Later, Alex returns home. Holding a prescription, she climbs the stairs. Peering over the banister into the downstairs reception area, Alex descends the stairs and slowly creeps toward the noise. She crosses the first room in the dark and passes through an even darker, smaller adjacent room. Turning into a corridor, Alex arrives at the entrance to the kitchen.
Oh! Hey, Alex. I thought I'd make you and Jeff dinner. I feel terrible about what happened.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Nate. I'm sure that Jeff will really appreciate this.
I took him a plate, but he is totally passed out. So are you hungry?
Yeah.
Nate offers a bottle of wine.
Sure.
All right.
No, but seriously, I love these old houses. They have so much character, so much history. All the little things that make a place interesting. I mean, it's terrifying. It's exhilarating. Going all in, risking it all. I'm just relieved that I wasn't too afraid to quit my job.
It's refreshing to work with someone who has so much passion. It's rare. Most people are just into this for the money.
I want the money.
Yeah. But you care. You care about this house. I can tell.
Yeah. So what's your passion?
I've always liked building things, restoring. Just a little bit of work, you can take something that's old and broken down and give it a new life. There's this quote by Churchill that I really like. It's maybe a little corny. It says, we shape our buildings, but thereafter they shape us.
Furrowing her brow, Alex and Nate hold each other's gaze. She sips some wine.
Wow.
May I?
Sure.
Nate takes her empty plate to the sink. Alex's eyes linger over his broad, muscular form as he stands with his back to her. Turning away, a confused expression crosses her face. She gets up from her chair.
Night, Nate. Thanks for dinner.
He watches her leave, and his body sags before returning to the dishes. Upstairs, with a worried expression, Alex perches on the bed beside a sleeping Jeff. She gets up and moves to the far side of the bedroom and opens a door that leads into the sewing room. Windows run along the length of the outside wall, and there's a clothes rack and a full-length mirror. She removes a thick cardigan and peels off a tank top. The view focuses on Nate in the garden staring up at Alex through the window. Alex spots Nate spying on her in her underwear and crouches down below the window. Peering through the glass, she sees him walk off toward the garage. The next day, Rosalyn and Alex review swatches.
You know, I am down to help more, if you need help.
Yeah.
How long is Jeff out of commission?
That's my favorite. Well, they say like 2 weeks, but he really wants to get back to work.
You gotta love his drive.
Yeah, well, I would love it a lot more if he could actually work. I mean, I can't handle being nursemaid and carpenter.
Hey, Bitter Betty.
I know. I've just been really stressed out lately. I'm very overwhelmed.
Rosalyn eyes Nate working outside through the window.
At least you have Nate.
Yeah, right.
What is that tone?
Nate's really been creeping me out lately. I swear to you, I thought that he was looking in my window last night.
Oh, he is right outside your window. I wish he was right outside my window.
If he's peeping on you after hours, why don't you just fire him? It's because he's hot, right?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. If some ugly dude was watching you change your bra, you would have a SWAT team come kick his teeth in. But with Nate?
Hey, it's the way of the world. Beautiful people get away with murder.
Aren't you setting me up with him?
I thought you were kidding. Is he even your type?
Have you been listening at all? He is everyone's type.
Well, are you sure that you're his?
Please.
Hey, did you get any more primer?
I thought it was mixed in.
Oh, not always.
That's really interesting. Primer? Nate? Will you give me a hand? I have one more sample book in the car and I'm gonna head out.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
He shrugs to Alex.
Oh, wow, you're really strong. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Alex returns her attention to the swatches as Rosalyn and Nate walk around the porch passing by the windows. Nate's eyes linger on Alex for a moment before he trails Rosalyn to the car. With a perplexed expression, Alex wanders over to the window frame and studies Rosalyn and Nate, chatting animatedly. Nate glances up at her and then continues flirting with Rosalyn. Later, Alex goes to the kitchen and opens the fridge. The open fridge door blocks the entrance to the kitchen. Crouching down, Alex grabs something from the bottom shelf and stands up. Nate appears in the doorway. Alex steps forward, but Nate blocks the doorway. With their faces inches apart, Nate slowly raises his arm up, and she ducks under it. She sits at the dining table and drinks a bottle of water.
So Rosalyn wants to go out tonight, if I'm not too busy. You think I should go?
I think you should go if you want to go.
You won't be jealous?
Why would I be jealous?
Wishful thinking.
A flicker of a smile crosses her lips and she flicks through some swatches.
You were watching us.
So what?
Why?
Curiosity.
He smiles broadly and then rubs his chin. His eyes look Alex up and down as she smiles coyly. At night, Nate and Roslyn stroll through the town.
The last few years, I've been chasing jobs around New England.
Helping people flip houses.
Yeah, it's been pretty steady work. A lot of flippers these days.
Well, have you ever thought about buying your own place? Flipping it yourself? I mean, you are the expert, after all.
You sound like Alex. Maybe so. I guess if Jeff and Alex can do it, then...
So can you.
How long you two been friends?
We met in college, in an art class.
So she was an art major? Or design? Or
political science. Mm. Have you ever been married?
Are you proposing? So soon?
Are you deflecting?
No. No. No, never married. So do you want to go eat?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
They lean in for a chaste kiss on the lips.
Ooh, I'm starving.
Let's do it.
The next morning, Jeff reads a newspaper at the dining table.
Here. Don't forget to take your pill.
Oh, thanks. Can I have some water?
Oh, I think I left it in the car.
Did you mean to leave this out in the driveway?
Mark needs to take a pill. I got that.
How you doing, man?
You know, like I fell off a roof. You?
Man, I'm so sorry. I have no idea what happened.
Yeah, hey, man, you don't have to keep saying you're sorry.
What happened?
Yeah. Hey, here, take your pill.
All right, I better get upstairs, do some more work.
Okay. Hey. You're being rude.
Excuse me?
It's not Nate's fault that you got hurt. It was an accident. Don't take it out on him.
I know. I don't mean to take it out on him. I'm just stuck in the room with this cast, and it's been driving me crazy, and...
I'm sorry you got hurt, but we really have to get this done somehow.
Now you don't think I know that?
Look, the bottom line is, you can't work. We need Nate.
Yeah, I know.
What do you want me to do? Fire him? We can't do that. This whole thing falls apart without him.
Later, Roslyn and Alex chat in the reception room.
You seem tense.
It's the house. And Jeff still lives with Nate.
Oh my God. This is like college all over again. Of course. The hot guy has a crush on you. But you're taken. So he dates me.
That's not how I remember college at all.
You have a very selective memory.
Roz, don't make this a competition. He's just being paranoid. And you're just being coy. So how was your date?
We had a nice time.
You described milkshakes with greater detail.
Come on, spill it. He was smooth. And sweet. And I'd love seconds.
Oh my God.
Nate asked about you last night.
Oh, yeah?
A lot? Don't worry. I will take care of him.
Even though he's into me.
Why do you care?
Roslyn, I'm kidding.
No, you aren't.
Roslyn.
Alex.
Look, don't be so sensitive, okay? I mean, you're the one who was teasing me about Nate, and now, oh, all of a sudden I do it, and it's just too much.
You know, I don't like this. I'm the one dating Nate.
Okay, great. Go for it. Date him. What?
Oh, my God. You know, you're just jealous. Because you're in a relationship. And you don't get to have sex with every half-naked man that strolls through this house.
Here we go again. Why is it that single people think that everyone is jealous of them? You know why I got all the good guys in college? Because I wasn't throwing myself at them.
Screw you.
Got an A for that.
Roslyn storms out onto the porch. She stops and glances over her shoulder before walking round to the back of the property towards the garage.
Hi.
Rosalyn.
Alex and I had a fight.
About what?
You.
Oh.
So this is your place?
Yeah. You can call it that.
Can I see?
Sure.
He opens a gate, and she walks on through and into the garage. Nate follows her upstairs. Rosalyn gazes around the dingy, bare apartment. There's a bare light bulb hanging from the ceiling and a standard lamp beside an old armchair.
Huh.
What? It's not much. There's nothing to see, really.
Rosalyn picks up Nate's tool belt.
I don't know about that.
Wrapping her arms around his waist, Rosalyn buckles the belt around his hips and angles her head towards his.
I think there's plenty to see.
She steps back and admires him.
Something's missing.
She seductively unbuttons his shirt.
You done?
Leaning in for a kiss, she pulls back. Nate smiles, picks her up and shoves her against a wall. Kissing passionately, Nate grabs her ass and carries her over to the bed. He lays her down on the bed, and Rosalyn rubs her hands over his chest and removes his shirt.
What are we doing?
He plants kisses on her neck and jawline before hungrily moving down her body. Rosalyn giggles. Early the following day, Rosalind's asleep wearing Nate's oversized plaid shirt. Stirring, she sits upright and looks around the empty apartment. She pushes back the covers and gets out of bed. Glancing down at her attire briefly, she looks around the room and passes a dresser with a mountain of clothes on top, and her eyes skim some papers briefly. Picking through some clothes, she notices a backpack, and inside there's a black notebook resting on top. Flicking through the notebook, a business card falls out and Rosalyn reads the name.
Matthew Waterman.
Studying the notebook more closely, she eyes some receipts and a photo of a smiling Nate with his arm around a woman. Pocketing the business card, she replaces the notebook. Nate watches her from the stairway.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm borrowing your shirt.
Freshly showered, Nate leans against the wall, toweling himself off. His piercing eyes dart toward the backpack as Rosalyn collects her belongings. Rosalyn moves toward the door, but Nate blocks her way.
Later.
Later.
Rosalyn leans in for a kiss, but Nate doesn't reciprocate. She awkwardly shuffles past him through the narrow doorway. She drops a shoe and picks it up before leaving. Brooding, Nate wraps a towel around his hand and tosses it aside. His eyes scan the backpack and the room. Wearing a rehabilitation boot on his injured ankle, Jeff allows Alex to prop his foot up on a pillow.
Yeah, I'm gonna get used to this.
Me too. Are you sure you're not in pain?
No pain, no gain.
How many of those pills did you take?
Enough.
I just picked up the lighting fixture.
Oh, hey. Oh, yeah, we wanted that in the front landing.
Oh, Nate and I thought that it would make more sense in the master.
Yeah, Alex thought it'd be more dramatic in the bedroom.
Yeah. Jeff frowns.
Huh. But, yeah, I see. More romantic. Yeah. I love it.
Nate leaves and Jeff kisses Alex on the cheek.
Well, I better make myself more useful.
No, you're supposed to be resting. No. Okay.
Jeff swings his leg over Alex's head and sits on the edge of the bed.
Toot him out.
Extra cheese.
You got it.
In the basement, Nate cuts some new electric cabling. In the kitchen, Jeff makes breakfast.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Where'd you get this?
What?
This is a different faucet.
Yeah. Nate ended up getting a great price.
What else did you and Nate decide on?
Jeff. We picked those out last week.
No. We?
Yeah. We. You and I.
Jeff flicks a switch.
Oh, knock it off.
This is broken.
Well, you're the one who thought he was perfect.
Yeah. That was before Nate wanted in your panties.
Jeff? What the hell am I supposed to do here? We have maxed out half of our credit cards, and now with your hospital bills?
Whoa, this is suddenly on me now? Yeah, terrific, Alex.
Nate listens in.
See the way he looks at you?
Would you just knock it off with all this Nate stuff and just keep your voice
down? No, I'm not gonna stop talking about Nate, all right? I'm not gonna walk on eggshells for that guy. This is my house, damn it.
I thought this was our house.
Alex, not right now. Can you eat your food?
Alex stares at Jeff incredulously while Nate lingers unseen at the kitchen entryway. Later, Alex carries a laundry basket downstairs to the dark basement. She pulls out a fresh load of laundry. In the shadows, an unseen figure watches Alex from a few feet away. Unsettled, she glances behind her, her eyes scanning the dark basement up and down, before returning to folding the laundry. Shaking out a plaid shirt, she looks down and notices Nate's open toolbox. Bending down, she finds a pair of red lacy underwear inside the toolbox.
Looking for something? Sorry.
Nate smiles coyly at Alex.
I found these in your toolbox.
You must have dropped him.
A confused expression crosses Alex's face.
Are you done?
Nate's holding a pile of clothes.
Yeah.
Nate's eyes linger on Alex as she leaves. Upstairs, Alex naps on the bed. Using a walking stick, Jeff hesitantly enters the room. With her back to Jeff, Alex's eyes open and then close again as Jeff sits down on the bed. Swinging his legs around, he leans on an elbow beside her. Moving closer, Jeff wraps an arm around her hips and nuzzles his head against her neck. Alex smiles.
I'm sorry. Not earlier.
Alex rests with her eyes closed, while Jeff looks pensive.
Let's take the evening off.
Jeff holds Alex's hand.
You just trust me.
Well, all right. Yeah. We can't be out all night, okay?
Okay.
In an office, Rosalind opens her laptop. Searching through her handbag, she picks up the business card and looks at the name.
Matthew Waterman.
Rosalyn types the name into a search engine and reviews the results. In the hardware store, Nate stares fixedly ahead, while absent-mindedly twiddling with the metal blade of a paint spreader. Nate recalls in reverse order, wallpapering and concealing the wall cutout.
Was it my fault we lost the house?
The view peers at Nate through a plastic covering. Encased in the wall, a gagged woman with a plastic bag over her head screams as Nate fixes the plasterboard cutout into place.
You can't leave me.
Nate startles as an assistant interrupts him.
No.
Nate hangs the spreader back on the shelf and walks off. Images of a white colonial church, bronze statue, and a country store flash on the screen. Jeff and Alex stroll around the park.
Sorry, I have to lean on you a little bit.
That's okay. When we sell the house, let's go to Fiji.
Fiji?
Yeah.
I think we have to, yeah, oh, we sell the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah. When, sorry. When we sell the house.
All right, deal.
We're supposed to be fixing the garbage disposal right now.
No, hey, what did I say? I owe you a date. I want to be alone with you. I haven't been alone with you in weeks.
Alex is wearing a pretty red dress.
Oh my gosh. I was supposed to go by the hardware store to get some caulking for Nate. Yeah?
Can you not talk about Nate for a second?
Jeff.
Just for right now?
Leaning in, Jeff kisses Alex before wincing in pain.
Oh.
Yeah, let's find a place to sit down.
Let's get a dog.
Absolutely.
On a website, Roslyn notices Nate's photo from the notebook. A caption reads contractor Matthew Waterman and wife Monica Waterman.
Wife. Monica Waterman.
She enters the name into a search engine.
Found dead?
A newspaper headline reads Monica Waterman found dead. Printing the article, she leaves. At night, Rosalyn strides across the porch and enters Jeff and Alex's house.
Hello?
Rosalyn?
Nate's working in the front room.
Matthew.
Rosalyn walks toward him.
Where are they?
Out.
You changed your name.
Nate drops a paintbrush and turns to Rosalyn.
I wanted a fresh start.
You lied to me. You said you were never married. Monica Waterman. Your dead wife.
Rosalyn leans in close as Nate remains poker-faced.
That was unfortunate.
Rosalyn blinks as Nate fixes his burning gaze on her.
We don't need to talk about her.
Nate steps forward as Rosalyn backs away. Her eyes drift to a mallet nearby, and Nate grabs it.
Oh, seriously, I'd rate it top 10.
What, the day you quit?
What, the day I quit? The day we quit? I can't believe you had me go second. Thompson's stunned face when you walk in there and give your notice, and then I walk in there and wham! Double quit!
I know. I felt bad. I thought he was going to cry.
Oh, you should. I mean, you did like 90% of the work.
Yeah, you did the other 10%.
Okay. Yeah.
I think he did cry.
Every day is our former life, right?
Yeah.
Nate tapes plastic sheeting around Rosalind's body. Disorientated, she wakes up.
Oh, God. What are you doing?
Pick up the phone and give her a call.
Please, Nate, please.
There's never enough for her.
Nate, please. Matthew. You murdered your wife.
She struggles as Nate sits astride her body.
You're not gonna get away with this.
Peering down at her, he strokes her face with his thumb. She tries to bite him.
I hope they choke you with your tool belts.
He covers her face with the plastic wrapping and presses down hard. In the town, Jeff and Alex.
Oh, thank you so much for this. I really, really needed this.
I told you so.
So you don't wish your friend Nate was here to hold your hand and buy you coffee?
Jeff, you have nothing to be jealous of.
I'm not jealous.
Okay, I'm not insanely jealous.
I just can't keep having this conversation over and over and over.
You know, it's just weird. It's like the fixtures and the faucets and the half the paint colors and it. It is like he's trying to take over everything and you don't see it.
Look, we have a million and one things to think about. We can't just keep doing this. We can't just keep butting heads.
He's always watching you.
So what? Okay, fine. So he has some little crush on me. If it makes him work harder and get the job done on time, who cares?
I care. I don't like it.
Jeff, we are running out of time.
Okay, here we go again. Do you want to get in the car?
Okay, you know what? Fine. Just hurry up. We're supposed to be home an hour
ago.
Okay,
I got it. Just turn this into an argument.
The following day, a montage of autumnal-colored leaves on a lawn and branches swaying in the wind. Water droplets fall from a rotten wooden structure. Nate sands down a wooden window frame, while Jeff polishes a tap faucet, before attaching it to the bathtub. He turns the taps but nothing comes out.
Come on!
That, I call it very good spackle.
It's not even flat and then it puffs out.
It doesn't have to, because what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and just sand over all this
stuff. Oh yeah?
You know what I mean?
It's down and up.
Jeff watches Nate and Alex from the kitchen. Later, Nate pulls on some gloves near the window frame while Jeff inspects the PVC plumbing in the basement. Nate joins Alex in the sewing room. He removes his outer shirt, highlighting a tight t-shirt, and stands close to Alex. Later, with gloved hands, Nate squeezes out a rag while Jeff turns a valve in the basement. In the front room, Alex descends a ladder clumsily and Nate places a steadying hand on her back. Alex's eyes linger on Nate as he saunters off. Later, Nate wipes down the window frame with the wet cloth. Jeff eyes the bath faucet and turns it on. Alex masks off the window frames downstairs.
Alex! You got good news.
I have a surprise for you.
Yeah, Jeff, I'm really not in the mood.
Please. You'll love it. I guarantee you'll love it.
Go!
Jeff ushers Alex upstairs while Nate lurks in the basement.
What?
You'll see.
Nate drills into the pipework and breaks off the valve. In awe, Alex gazes at the bath faucet.
You didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Oh, Jeff!
Yeah, I'm king of the pipes!
Oh, my God.
The pipe king, they'll call me.
Oh, I can't believe it.
I'll give it a test drive. No, it just turned off.
I just did.
Nate walks away from the pipes. Fiddling with the taps, Jeff frowns.
It's okay.
No, it works.
No, it's okay.
Alex, I swear, I fixed it.
Jeff, it's okay.
Alex heads back downstairs and finds Nate polishing the wooden floor in the entranceway.
Hey.
Hey.
She lingers on the bottom step and surveys the hallway.
It's my favorite part of the house.
Mine too. We're almost done.
Mm-hmm.
Soon all of this will be someone else's.
Yeah. Strange to think about somebody else living in our house.
Yeah. It is.
Eyeing her up and down, he places a hand next to hers on the banister.
What are you doing?
Come on, Alex. Do you know?
Nate, you got the wrong idea.
Do I?
Yes.
He draws a hand over her waist and hip.
So I'm just imagining the way that you look at me?
She steps back and Nate follows. She furrows her brow.
Thought you wanted a different kind of life.
Going to kiss her.
Adventure and all that.
Not with you. Look, you can finish out the week, but you better be gone by Friday.
Sneering, she walks past him and Nate rubs his neck. His wry smile falls, and he returns to work. Later in the basement, Nate swings a sledgehammer and takes out a row of vertical wooden beams. A plume of dust falls from the ceiling. In town, a freight train passes by. At the hardware store, Alex to Jeff.
I need to match this swatch.
Have you called Roswell?
No. I will. Soon.
You guys are still fighting?
No, not really. Well, yes, I owe her an apology. So, Nate's gotten a new job, and his last day is going to be Friday.
Wait, what do you mean you got another job? That's unexpected.
Oh, not really. I mean, we're almost done. We only got a few loose ends to tie up. And I figured we could do the rest ourselves. Our first fix and flip.
Back at the house holding two painting trays, Alex joins Jeff in the front room. He's sitting on the floor.
Hey, can I have one of those?
Yeah. I got two. One for you. There.
Nate creeps into the room.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
We're out of primer.
What? I just bought four cans.
Yeah, I used it. Said you wanted the porch done today. It's not going to happen without more primer.
Yeah, no, it's not a problem at all. I'll just go back to the hardware store. Yeah, I'll be back soon.
Thanks.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, okay.
Man. Call Ross.
Okay.
Be right back.
Nate eyes Jeff as he hobbles away. Alex busies herself with opening a paint can, and Nate crouches beside her. She avoids his gaze.
Hey.
Hey.
Listen, I've got a little surprise for you.
I'm really busy right now.
Just take a minute, and I guarantee it'll be worth it. Come on, it's upstairs. Come on.
Hesitantly, she downs tools and follows him to a staircase that leads off the front room. She peers up the staircase before climbing them. Nate leads her into the bathroom. Okay. Wide-eyed, she scans the freshly painted bathroom with modern fixtures and a wooden dresser to her left.
Oh, Nate. Oh, this is incredible. Wow.
Try it out.
She turns on the bath faucet. She runs her hand under the water stream. Turning to Nate, she smiles reservedly.
Listen, I'm really sorry about what happened. I wish that I hadn't, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got a lot of work to do before Friday. Enjoy.
As he leaves, he pulls the door to, but it doesn't latch. Sighing with delight, she runs her hand over the antique wooden vanity and goes to run the bath. Closing her eyes, Alex smiles with pure delight. Downstairs, Nate paints the window frame. He stops and looks up as he hears the running water. In the bathroom, Alex secures her hair in a high bun before checking the bath's water temperature. Nate slowly creeps upstairs, carefully avoiding the creaking foot treads. In the bathroom, Alex removes her black top, revealing a lacy light pink bralette underneath. She sheds her skinny jeans as Nate inches closer to the bathroom door. A pair of black pants fall around Alex's ankles, and she pulls the bra off and over her head. Nate peeks through the unlatched door. She slowly submerges a leg into the bathtub and lowers herself into the water. Moistening his lips, Nate continues to watch Alex as she rests her head on the edge of the bath. She faces away from the door. Resting a hand on the wall, Nate's eyes rove up and down and his lips form an O shape.
Jeff? Are you home?
Alex sits up slightly from Nate's perspective, but the doorframe covers her face. She slowly sinks back, and Nate leans closer to the door. Sighing, she lies back but quickly turns her head to the door.
What are you doing?
Alex grabs a towel.
Would you please leave?
How do you like the tub?
Nate, I need you to leave.
You look beautiful.
Get away from me.
It's okay. Jeff won't be back for a while.
Get out!
Such a tease.
Get out!
Hello?
Get out of here!
Hey!
What the hell is going on here?
I need this man out of our house right now!
There's nothing between us,
no,
Alex.
Nate, I think you should leave.
No, I agree. This has gotten way out of hand.
Get the hell out of here!
Okay.
You're done. Get out!
Alex hugs the towel tightly around herself and exhales.
Need your key.
Nate offers a handshake, but Jeff ignores it.
Hey, this is just a big misunderstanding.
Without a word, Jeff opens the door and closes it behind a smirking Nate. Jeff locks the door and goes to Alex, who stands on the stairs.
My skin is crawling.
It's okay, I got you. Should we call the cops?
I'm just glad he's gone.
Just gotta check on one thing.
Frowning slightly, Alex slowly walks upstairs. Walking around to the garage, Jeff leans on the wire gate and studies the building. A door opens into Nate's apartment and light spills into the dark room. Jeff turns on a light. Rubbing a hand over his forehead, he gives the room a quick once-over before switching off the light. time-lapse footage as the sun dips below the horizon and night descends. Later that evening, Jeff reads in bed, and Alex walks over, holding an electronic tablet and climbs into bed. Jeff takes a long sip from a mug. Alex remains focused on the tablet while Jeff rests his head against hers. He glances at the tablet before gazing lovingly at Alex.
That'd be a bad idea to suggest a nice hot bath.
Mm.
The lights go out.
Okay. nice hot candlelight bath. Hey, where are you going?
The basement. To check the circuit.
I'll come with you.
No, that's okay. I'm quite the expert by now.
Oh, I like the hot handy girl routine.
Grabbing a flashlight, she wiggles her hips sexily before exiting the room. Jeff swings his legs off the edge of the bed and finds a lighter in the bedside cabinet. Alex slowly descends the main staircase. She focuses the flashlight beam on the front door and the door handle. Fiddling with it, she locks the exterior door. Turning around, she scans around the front reception room before cautiously crossing it. Moonlight streams in from the windows and illuminates the paint cans, tools, and plastic dust sheets that cover the floor. Moving toward the back of the house, Alex skirts around a pile of furniture. Some plastic sheeting with a slit down the middle covers a doorway. Alex walks through the plastic covering. Elsewhere, Jeff lights some candles by a mirror. Looking at the mirror, Jeff spots Nate standing behind him. In the basement, Alex shines the flashlight on the circuit board. She plugs in a circuit breaker and begins to flick a row of fuse switches. The lights come on.
Miss me?
Nate grabs her, covers her mouth with his hand, and she knees him in the balls. Alex flees upstairs. Nate grabs her foot, tripping her up. She kicks Nate, who falls down the stairs. Kicking the door to, Alex locks the basement door and tries to escape out the locked kitchen door. Trapped, she runs toward the basement stairs and hides in a closet. Nate breaks the lock and bursts through the basement door.
Alex! Alex! Why are you running from me? I just want to talk. I'm just trying to help you.
She rifles through the closet.
Just like I helped Monica. She couldn't understand. No, she wouldn't understand how much worse this is.
Gagged, Jeff struggles as his hands and feet are taped together. Nate searches the front room.
They'll take everything. The banks, the money people. And take the house that you built. I worked my fingers to the bone.
She finds a nail gun in the closet.
I got nothing to show for it. No home. Wife? No.
Rosalind.
She made me do it.
She finds Rosalind's body.
You can't leave like this, Alex.
I'm trying to build something with you that will last. No, I was never good enough for her. I could never give her enough, no.
Alex picks up the nail gun.
I promised her that I wouldn't stop until I found the perfect house. She would have liked this place.
Nate quickly passes into the back room and opens the closet. Holding the nail gun to his chest, Alex presses Nate back.
I had you pegged as a fighter right from the start.
You killed her.
Don't talk about her that way.
You're sick.
You really want to tear down everything that we built?
Shut up.
She fires nails into his chest and Nate punches her, sending her flying.
Just like all the rest.
Nate! Come here!
He pins her down.
This is gonna be a new beginning.
No, don't touch me!
I can't let you go. I can't let you go. Look at everything that we built, babe.
Jeff hits him with a sledgehammer.
Alex, run!
Nate kicks Jeff's injured ankle and he falls to the floor. Alex suffocates Nate with plastic sheeting. Kicking and flailing his legs, Alex presses down on Nate from behind before Nate's body stills and goes limp. Overcome with emotion, Alex fights back tears.
Jeff!
Crawling to Jeff, Alex hugs him tightly.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh. It's over.
Pulling him up to a seated position, Alex weeps on Jeff's shoulder. Turning around, Alex notices the discarded plastic sheeting but no Nate.
Oh my God. Oh my God, sweetie. Oh my God.
Later, ambulance and police cars surround the house.
Six out.
Alex and Jeff sit in the back of an ambulance. Jeff has a bandage around his head. An officer approaches them.
All right, look, we've put out an APB. If he's hurt as bad as you say he is, he's not going to get very far. Don't worry, we'll catch him.
Huddled under blankets, Jeff kisses Alex on the head and she hugs him tightly. They kiss tenderly as the red and blue emergency services lights flicker and bounce off the white exterior of the house. The screen fades to black. Sometime later, a man with dark-rimmed glasses and a blonde woman in their 30s browse through the aisles of a hardware store. A pair of work boots appears, and the view rises up to reveal Nate standing at the end of the aisle, watching the couple closely. He strides over to the couple.
Yeah, you're gonna need a 3/8 for that one. So, let me help you out here. There we go. Voila.
Thanks a lot, man.
So, what are you guys working on?
Nate fixes his intense gaze on the couple. Cut to black. Credits appear. Unit production manager, Jill Sacco. First assistant director, Michael Fickera. Second assistant director, Lynn Hedvig. Cast in order of appearance, Nate, Mike Fiola, Alex Dominique Swain, Jeff Michael Steger, Beth Paula Plum, Roslyn Tatiana Ali, Monica Waterman, Jill Sacco. Woman behind wall, Andrea Ajemian. Store worker, Kaz Gamble. Policeman, Bates Wilder. Couple at the store, Robert Curie, Mandy Smith Connor. Sound mixer, James Appleton. Stunt coordinator, Paul Marini. A long list of credits scrolls up the screen. Thank you. The characters and events depicted in this motion picture are fictional, and similarities to actual persons or animals living or dead are purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected by the copyright laws of the USA and other countries.